Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Did Kristen disrespect her marriage the other night?
That's the question. All right, listen, this doesn't even come from a DM. This is just coming from inside my brain. This was my initial reaction upon seeing one of the photos the radio station posted. And at the end of our girls' night out event that we had, and it was an evening of frivolity and fun.
Raunchy.
And scandal.
Filthy. Raunchiness.
We will forever remember the image that is the slip and slide.
We have this event every year where it's just women. There are no D in the house, mm-hmm. except for the strippers.
You know.
Right.
There was a lot of D in the house, actually.
Unless you're a Hall of Famer like those guys on stage.
Yes, yes.
And it's just like a really big party for women to get together with their girlfriends, and it tends to get a little out of hand some years, as it did this year.
And every single year, yes. And so, you know, we have DJ Yvonne did a great job, and we're all dancing and having fun. And then the male strippers, let's go ahead and give them a shout out because I feel like it's deserved. Hunkamania did a lovely job entertaining the ladies.
I really didn't know a dude's butt could look like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's intimidating. I did do glutes yesterday, by the way. I'm not kidding. I'm motivated. I'm going, yes.
So the staff, we're off to the side of the stage. So it's myself, it's Abby, it's Cassie. Katie was over there. We also have Dallas and Brenda and Jade, and we're all just taking in the show from side stage. And primo spot, by the way. Afterwards, we come back out, we thank the crowd for coming, and we're going to get a group photo with the strippers, of course. Why not?
Right.
And so we take the photo. Now, mind you, this is at the end of the night. It's now 1:00 in the morning. We've been drinking, and I normally have a rule when it comes to hosting events. I allow myself one cocktail, right? One cocktail to ease the nerves. And like, you know, when the event I hosted on Friday night to raise awareness for childhood cancer research.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fashion show for rally kids who are, you know, either beating cancer or battling cancer. And I allow myself one glass of wine throughout the evening just, you know, for those nerves.
Yeah, I think at Bitterball, we were counting the amount of drinks you had. And it was just one, right?
Yeah,
stuck
just
to
one.
That rule yep. on that
one
party.
One handle. Yes. But at Girls Night Out, it's a little bit different vibe. And it was hot in the venue, wasn't it? It was a little on the warmer side.
I was sweating for many reasons that night.
Exactly. And so I kept topping off my drink in the green room, not really realizing how much I had because my drink was getting tepid, so I wanted to cool it down, so I kept just topping it off.
Woman has to stay hydrated.
Yeah, for sure.
Before you know it, the bottle of rosé is gone. Oh. I don't know if it was all me, but whatever, it was gone. So I was feeling good by the end of the night, and we take this picture, don't think anything of it. Next day, going about my business. It wasn't until the station posted the photo of us all sitting on the strippers' laps. And my initial reaction, and this was just like my own personal gut reaction. If I was Bart, I would have been pissed.
If you were your husband, Bart, you would have been mad?
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed.
Yes.
And he's sitting on a stripper's lap.
Yes, exactly.
All smiles.
Uh-huh, and it's getting posted, you know, on the internet. And I'm like, did I disrespect my man and my marriage by doing that? Because Cassie did the classy thing and she just stood behind the strippers. And I got to know, were you thinking that when we took the picture?
No, I wasn't. I was actually thinking I was too heavy to sit on a stripper's lap.
Cassandra, you were not.
Also, my dress was very short because nothing fit, and this was like 10-year-old dress, so I'm pretty sure I flashed a lot of people that night. So I was not going to sit, and I didn't want to have that whole awkward thing where I felt like I had to hover, so I was like, I'm just going to stand behind.
That hurts my heart.
I know.
It doesn't hurt mine. It's just a thing you think about.
Huh. Well, I wasn't thinking anything at that point in the evening. And so I saw the photo. Now, mind you, my husband hasn't even said anything about this. And I'm not saying anybody who participated in the activities, I am not looking down on you at all whatsoever. I'm all about you be secure in your relationship. You have your own, I don't even want to call them rules, but whatever works for your relationship, more power to you. But I saw that picture and I felt some sort of way about myself about it.
So it's interesting because if you would have seen this the same picture with Bart, except obviously, I mean, role reversal.
Yes, exactly.
And a stripper on his lap.
Yeah.
And you saw it the next day, you would have had a conversation with Bart about it.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, because if he was sitting there and there was a woman like sitting on his lap or that, yeah, now that you put it, if he was sitting on a stripper's
That's
lap.
That's fun. That is funny.
I'd be like, what kind of show is this?
So, two things. One, you were hosting the event, so it was like a group photo. Do you know that somebody directed you to sit on the lap?
Yes. Yeah. No, I remember that.
So, but that doesn't mean she had to do it.
I know, but it's not like she just cozied up to a stripper and was like, hey. And you know what? You were directed there. You were hosting the event. It was part of like the whole ambiance. It was a big group photo. There were a lot of people. Somebody would have had to either been down on the floor in front or on the lap. Like, there's just no way to fit everyone.
You're making excuses for your friend.
I'm not making excuses.
You are.
I'm just pointing out all the realities of the situation.
She is the best woman ever.
Kristen, when is your birthday?
Nope, Tommy, we are not. I don't want you involved in this conversation.
I just want to know when your birthday is. I'm trying to be thoughtful.
My birthday is June 24th.
Ooh, that's coming up quick. Okay, remember how Rebecca gave me that frame picture of myself, and she took all these things that I've said on the show, and there's a little button that you can press?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a picture sitting on that stripper's lap, and then when you press the button, this is what you're going to hear.
Yeah.
I want you to put it in a place where Jimmy can reach it so he can press it.
Now you're bringing her son into it.
Oh, it's getting dirty.
That's dirty.
Mama, pony.
No, I don't think you disrespected Bart at all. And in knowing Bart, I'm sure he wouldn't have thought twice about it. This is something you got to wrestle with yourself and your God.
Yeah. You mean wrestle with myself and pleasure.
Yeah. I got this DM yesterday also, man. I was doing one of those Ask Me Anythings on Instagram.
I still don't understand why you do those.
They've been pretty pleasant the last couple of times.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm caring a lot less.
Okay.
I think that's the reason why. But yeah, somebody DM me and said, would you allow your fiance to go to girls' night out? Which is in the same vein here. And I'm like, allow? Question mark.
Allow.
It's a grown-ass woman, man. And it's the same for you. You're not going to do it. If she was sitting on a stripper's lap, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was so odd, and I never really... Because, you know, it's like, it's for the job, blah, 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 whatever. But I saw that, and I was... It was an odd emotion and feeling for even me. And I know myself, and I know there was no ill intent or disrespect meant whatsoever. But I was thinking it from another person, like anybody looking at that photo, be like, oh, that hussy has disrespect. Yeah. That Jezebel, as I have been called before.
Let me get Josh on here because he thinks you're straight up sloot. Hey, Josh, good morning. You're on the Burr Show.
Be honest, Josh. Bring it.
Good morning, guys. No, I wouldn't say you're a sleuth, but I would be upset if it was my wife.
Really?
Because I mean, the girls not out thing is great, but the whole cozying up to the stripper thing, I couldn't handle that. And Cassie is like a wizard at trying to mansplain here. You know, she's talking her way out of a corner. She's a I don't know, a magician with that.
You were not cozying up to a stripper. I had eyes on you all night. Now his hand was on your butt, though, and you sat on his lap. Is that why you felt weird about it?
I didn't realize that until I saw the picture.
Yeah, she's just relieved now that you just told her that it was his hand.
Yeah.
Your butt looked great in that dress. I had to stop myself from touching
Thank
it, okay?
You. Thank you.
I would be more upset if my fiance had a drink at the bar with the dude than sitting on his lap for a picture.
Gotcha. All right. Wow. Wish that didn't happen.
But not for you.
No.
Really?
I'd much prefer it the other way around.
Is that right? Really? Just the physical part of it for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that.
Any kind of skin on skin.
No.
All right, see, I got another woman. She agrees with me, believe it or not.
Here is Shayla. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hey.
Hey, so yeah, just I would have been like Kristen. I would have felt a little weird about it too. Just being married, I would have stood behind and not sat just for that physical contact being married. Even though it's no ill intent, I would have been weird about it as well.
Okay. It was just seeing it. I was like, yeah. Oh, KK.
I would say this, that while I would be okay with it, Tiffany would not.
No.
No.
If you were sitting on a stripper's lap?
Yeah, or let the stripper put me in her pocket. Or stir her drink with me. No, she wouldn't like any of it.
Stirring her drink with me.
At first.
She wouldn't be good with any of it. All right, so let's get Lily back on here. Lily called us about 15 minutes ago. Abby, what was Lily calling about?
Lily was calling about her daughter having this loose tooth, and she wants to be the one there when it comes out. She doesn't want anybody else to have this experience other than her. We can't have the her partner see
ex-husband
getting the first memories of this loose tooth. She wants to be the one to experience it.
So she was asking us a couple of minutes ago, like, what do I do to get this thing out of her mouth? Because I want this experience and I don't want my ex-husband to have it. And Tommy gave her a real simple one. You know what? If it's that loose, just bite into an apple. The thing will come out. So a bunch of people started calling up with these unorthodox ways to get a tooth out. And then I did a Google search on it. Okay. Somebody used a bow and arrow.
Oh.
They attached the tooth to a bow and arrow.
How Hunger Games of them.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Another one, I think somebody called up with this one also, is peeling out in his Camaro that was attached to the tooth. Okay.
That was my idea at the end of the segment, which you said that was one idea too many.
A decathlete in the 2008 Summer Games used his javelin expertise on his daughter's tooth.
That's fire.
That is fire.
Mm-hmm. And it's good branding on YouTube. A remote control truck.
Oh, I love that.
Yep. A drone.
All right. That's a good one.
And a hockey player that attached it to the end of a hockey stick.
Hockey players know about losing teeth.
Yeah,
they do.
All right, Lily, did you do it?
You guys, I did it.
Yeah! All right. Hey. Is your daughter's not scarred, is she?
No, okay. We did not do the baseball bat method. I did not think she would enjoy that. And I didn't have any Laffy Taffy because I did like the idea of that. We tried the apple because I had an apple, and that didn't work. This is going to sound boring after all of the Google results that you just read out, but I used a paper towel and got it like a little bit damp so I could really hold on to it and just wiggled it back and forth, and it came out.
There you go.
All right.
Congratulations on having that experience with your daughter and screwing your ex out of it.
That's the important part, right?
Thanks for calling, Lily.
The Burt Show.